Happy Australia Day. Isn't it wonderful to live in a country of such freedom and mateship and equality and peace? These things are great that we get to be a part of. You know, a whole bunch of things that people like to do on Australia Day. But I'm going to take a little bit of liberty because one of my favourite things to do, if you didn't know, was actually, I'm a trivial man. I mean, oh, a trivia man. And I like a quiz. Both of those things are probably true, actually. But who likes a quiz? Yeah, so let's have a bit of a quiz about what we might know about Australia, hey? Does that sound like a good idea? Let's do that. In fact, I've even got little prizes. Phew! Like that idea. All right. Chocolate might keep you awake to listen. All right. Australia Day quiz. Here we go. All right. Can you read that? What percentage? Multiple choice. So everyone's got a chance. 25% before you've even done anything. Phew. That's good, isn't it? What percentage of Australia's land is considered suitable for agriculture? Okay. 3%, 6%, 9%, 13%. What I want you to do is stick your hand up. If you like, A. All righty. About 25%. B, 6%. Oh, similar number. See, oh, this is going to be hard. C, 9%. All right. D, 13. Oh, Giles, good one. There's a few others with you. That's the least. It's actually, maybe I should just check my notes. Not that I can remember. Phew. Because I love it so much. It was the one I thought it was, of course. B was the answer. It was 6%. Woo! Who was a B? Who would like a chocolate? Sorry, not everyone. It's not being very Australian because not everyone's going to get one. It's not going to be equal. Boo. Who? Oh. All right, Pegs, you put it up, did you? Oh, we'll go. Ooh, long, did it go? Kim? Oh, almost. Oh, Ray. Oh, beautiful. Trish, very good. All right, next question. How far does Australia stretch north to south? All right, who thinks? So there's, read those, some sort of idea. Who reckons A, 2,500? All right, a couple of people. Whoa, bus driver thinks that's probably not a bad one. B, 3,200? Couple more. People looking confused. C, 3,700. Oh, wow. Lots on that one. Okay. And D, 4,200. You just love big numbers, don't you, Jolly? That's. Well, I'm going to run out of chocolates because it was C, the people with the biggest number. Hey, who wants chocolate this time? Chris does. Oh, no, that was terrible. Anyone? Anyone else? All right, while I'm running around, I can quickly click the next question. Here we go. All right, how many times larger than the UK is Australia? Oh. All right, who thinks three? No. 12? Oh, Pete's thing, oh, maybe 12. 26? Oh, there's a few more. Mike, who's going to join you with 32? Wow, there's a lot. And in fact, it is, again, I'm losing my chocolate so quickly. It is D. Well done. You are all clever people, aren't you? Or good at guessing. Who else? Who else is around here? Oh. Anyone? Anyone here? Oh, are they cheated? Oh, you've been called. That was a good catch, Trevor. All right. Oh, who is our main trading partners? This is an interesting question. In light of some of the people we've been talking to lately. A. Who thinks Japan is our biggest? There's only a couple on that one. Oh, okay. B. China. A lot there. USA. Oh, a few. All UK. Well, actually, Kim Holman and a few others, right, it is Japan. There was Russell too. And Amy down the front here, I think. That's good. Sorry, Russell, if that's going to... Oh, great catch. You can... Oh, no, I've hit Colin. Sorry. I was meant for Kim. So, yes. In fact, in some sort of order, it's Japan, then China, the US, Singapore is next. Well, there you go. UK, and then Korea. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions now. First person to stand up if they know the answer. Okay? You ready for that? All right. What was the date? Federation date? Oh, Ray, quick, what do you think?
Boo!
Boo! Very good. It was, in fact, 1st of January 1901. What a great time to have Federation, hey? Start of a new century. Margaret's going to get one. Oh. Okay. All right. You might even stand up before I finish the question because I read a bit slow. Did I just click one up? Oh, that's good. Oh, very good, Trish. I think I missed one, but our first PM. It was indeed. Well done, Trish. Good work. It is Ed. Let me just check. Did I miss one? Oh, and I think the answer too.
Thank you.
So, anyone want to stand up on that one? What was the date of the landing of the first fleet? Ray, no. Oh, Russell, go on. You know you want to stand up. Oh, yes, Arthur. It was. That is very good. Well done. There is a technicality, though. That is the official. But when did they actually land? Anyone know? The next day. No. I will... Owe someone an iced coffee or something if they know this one. Anyone want to have a guess? Oh, Liam's going with the Google. Good idea. No, 18th of January, because it's actually when they turned up. I think it was at Botany Bay. They turned up Botany Bay and they went, oh, this place, awful. What are we doing here? We've only been travelling 9 months. This is a bad idea. And they travelled around for a few days and found Sydney Cove. So, am I... Done that one. Oh, this is just a question for you guys. Have a think about. And in true Sunday evening tradition, when you talk around the people around you, what do you think of our most important values for Australian identity? What do you think makes us Australian? Why don't you have a talk around the people next to you about what you guys think it is? Does anyone want to put up their hand and think what they think is what it means to be Australian, what makes us to be unique, what important values? Yes, Tony. Oh, supporting the underdog. We are really good at that, aren't we? We love that. We love a bit of David rather than Goliath. Love that story. Maybe moves into tall poppy stuff, doesn't it, too? Yes. True. Yes, sorry. Fair go. Yes. Fair go, mates. We like that. We like that idea that everyone should be treated equal. It probably comes back to our roots in convict roots and Irish roots, maybe, of that type of stuff. We think that everyone should be given a fair go. Equal opportunity, I think, is an idea. Yep. Anyone else? Mateship. Yes, we've heard that. John Howard used to love to throw that one about, didn't he, as well? That idea of sticking up for your friends. You know, in fact, it's probably even a bit of a kingdom value in that, isn't it? That we would know greater love than those that would lay down their lives. democracy. Yes, there's an element that we believe in the fairness of equal vote, of in a Baptist sort of way, that we all contribute somewhat sort of way, as I stand up on a podium and you're all sitting down there. Yes, diversity is a massive part of who Australia is, whether it was intended or not. It's where we've come to be now. There's actually some core values written down by our government about this idea. And one of those that I talked about these ideas earlier is freedom. And they come out actually from the website, Commonwealth website, talks about freedom being a core value because we value freedom of speech. We value freedom of religion. We value freedom of association, that we are free to hang out with who we like. Equality. I'm lucky, I have friends because of that. Equality, indeed, we've talked about that idea. There's some words here, equality under law, equality as men and women. Lots of places around the world, these don't exist. Equality in race, and equality of opportunity. A mateship, as we've talked about before. This idea, I think, also fits into this idea of egalitarianism as well, mateship, that we're all equal. We're all looking out for one another. There's a common brotherly love that we feel for one another. And this is an interesting one to me as well. It was on the website. Peacefulness holds up as peaceful. And after I was thinking about this, it's, you know, that wanting to be able to get along. There is that nature of Australians, that easygoing in nature, or looking to be. And if you think about it from a perspective of history, we've been a fairly amazingly peaceful nation in some sort of ways, on our own soil at least, where there hasn't been necessarily looks of civil war, anything like that. Let me read to you from the website a few of these ideas. So living peacefully. Instead of using violence, Australians are proud to interact peacefully and resolve disagreements or to bring about change. Compassion for those in need, one of the democratic beliefs on the website. Australia is found to be a compassionate society, and a government promotes this idea, providing support for individuals going through hard times. Many people also choose to help others through volunteer community work. Freedom of religion and secular government. Australians are free to follow the religion of their choice or not to follow one at all, as long as they don't break any laws. The Australian government will not promote any particular religious view in the laws that it makes. Freedom of association. As long as they obey Australian laws, people can get together or peacefully protest or promote ideas they care about. Australians are free to choose whether or not they join any group. Equality under law. Under law, all Australians are equal. This means people go to court and they must be treated exactly the same no matter who they are. This applies to everyday life. For example, no one can be refused service at a shop because of their race, age, gender, or any characteristics. Equality of opportunity. All Australians are entitled to the same opportunities. This also is referred to as a fair go. This means that no matter who you are, where you're born, what gender you are, or what you believe, you can pursue the dreams in the way that you want. Americans have that idea of the pursuit of happiness. And I'm guessing this is the sort of idea that we are free and hopefully have opportunity. Now, of course, this is off our government website, which is lovely values to have and hold up and want to be about. And we can see that in some of the lives of Australians. But I don't know if you felt the same thing and could feel a little bit of propaganda about that whole idea. Now, I don't want to necessarily be dumping on Australia. We hold up a value. But I think, like a lot of things in Australia, we can definitely say we have missed the mark on some of these values. So that we like to say that these are the things we're about. But I think even if we look down that list, we can all pick out things where we're missing the mark on those values. Those values might be even held up, and we look at them as actually maybe Christian in background, maybe even things God would care about that we have missed the mark with. Let me give you an example. One probably not liked necessarily or put ahead, but within the freedom laws, there was one stood out and said freedom of association. There's some laws going on about the place, even in the last couple of years, that are taking away that idea of value or even maybe rights in Australia. And maybe we might even sometimes sort of agree with the law. But if we hold up that as a value, shouldn't we not continue to care about those things? You know, we started some of these anti-association bikie laws, and Queensland followed, and there's other states doing the same. And some of the sentiment behind it, we might tend to agree with, but we're taking away the values of who we say it is to be Australian. Is that regretful? Do we need to think about that? The idea of equality, I think, is another one where we can look and see some things missing. I especially think of this equal opportunity. It's a really great value to have, but we miss badly. We think as Australians that class doesn't exist for us, but it just doesn't have a name. We only have to ask you, would you prefer to live this side of May North Road or that side of May North Road? To ask you whether you have an idea about where you live affects who you are. And that's not just in that space. That's just within our own little cohort that we have class distinctions, let alone white privilege within our society, where we look and understand, and we hear these stats all the time about if you were born Aboriginal in this country, that you will, on average, live 20 years shorter. That you are unbelievably unlikely to go to university, to even finish high school. Even this idea of mateship that we're all seen, we love one another, and it doesn't matter what race or religion, we only have to look at the way our government is treating people from other places, other countries in need, and asylum seekers, that again might be a political topic, but it worries me when it gets used for political gain, for purposes, for warping real statistics of real things that are happening, and they get blown way out of proportion. I know these are sobering words, but I think it's important for us to understand that we as humans, grouped together, miss the mark. We're citizens of a country that held up as some great things, but there's some things we should be regretting as a country or looking to right. You know, it's not the only place we are all a citizen of. Ephesians says, "For through him we have both access to Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone." We have access to the Father through Jesus. If we are a believer in Jesus, if he is our Lord and Saviour, then we are a citizen of God's people. This is an idea that Jesus came to talk about and the idea of being the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, that we can be citizens of a different group of people, under a different government. In fact, under a different lordship, as we like to say. We sung those words this morning, those last couple of words, that Jesus is Lord. What we're saying is that he is our king, he is our ruler, he decides the values that we should live by. Philippians 19 to 21. For I have often told you about before and now, and I'll tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enabled him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so they would be like his glorious body. And there's two really important things within this verse is talking about that. The people who live as if Jesus isn't Lord, their mind is set on earthly things. But if your Lord and your Saviour is Jesus, then you're a citizen of heaven. Not you're going to be a citizen of heaven when you die. You're going to, but you are. You are now. You believe those things. If Jesus is your Lord, Jesus is your Saviour, if you believe that, then you are a citizen of heaven right now. There's the promise and the hope of all that is to come in this verse as well. He'll transform us into what we're always have meant to be. What we're meant to be. But that we're actually a citizen now. That Jesus is actually our Lord now. And if we live as him being Lord, then we get to live in his kingdom. That's the amazing story of Jesus and his life, is that he came, his gospel is about his kingdom. That he died and rose again so that we may live in his kingdom. He paid the price so that we can get to the starter's gate. That grace gets us there. It makes us a citizen. It gives us our citizenship. But then he says, if you want to live in the kingdom, here's your opportunity. Live as if I am Lord. So when we sing, it's not just something to say that Jesus is Lord. It's actually something to live. The great thing, we're not left alone. The verse talks about this idea that the power that enables him to bring us under control transforms us, but it also transforms us now. Transforms us into the future, all that we're meant to be. But it's doing that work now. His power wants to help us to live as if he is Lord. And what does that mean? You know, some of these values, I think that's actually what it means. And I'm picking up compassion for those that are in need. That's what Jesus cares about. And if Jesus is Lord, we will live those out and we would bring about the kingdom. We show other people the kingdom, that Jesus is actually Lord. Not by just saying it, but by actually doing some of these things. Compassion for those that are in need. Equality under law. Seeing everybody as equals. Loving people as mates. As equals, not above, not below. But that you would give yourself. So I guess I want to finish in some sort of way in thinking about this idea that if we want to hold up these values as it is to be Australian and be blessed, they're actually kingdom values. But I would ask you the question this morning, is if Jesus is Lord in your life, what is the thing that Jesus is asking you to do? How can you show that he is your Lord? How can you live in the kingdom? How can you show the kingdom to others? How can you be a part of God's expanding kingdom? How can you be a part of what he has already started and doing and will complete? Let's close our eyes. Give Spirit just a moment. Maybe speak to our hearts. We've all read or sung those words this morning, that Jesus is Lord, Lord of all. May the Spirit can speak to you in where he would like to say to you, somewhere you can show that he is Lord in your own life. Maybe it's the way that you use your finances. Maybe it's in the way you show love to your neighbors. Maybe it's the way you have compassion for others that might not even deserve it. Where is it that you can show that Jesus is Lord? Thank you, Father, that you are a God who speaks to us. Who shows us how to live. That is truly our Lord. I ask you to empower us to be all that you want us to be. And to live this out, and to live out your kingdom so that others may see. Just as we've got our eyes shut, I just want to read a prayer that was written. About Australia Day. Let me read as we, please pray with me. Loving Father, we thank you for this majestic and prosperous nation. We thank you for the privilege to enjoy its opportunity, its diversity, its stability, and its gifts. We thank you that we live in such a multicultural nation and that we can enjoy peace, security, and prosperity. But Lord God, we come to you honestly to recognize the light and the shade of this day. Along with many things we celebrate today, we also lament over the pain this day has caused to our Indigenous brothers and sisters and the way that not all of history's pages advance a fair Australia. We lament with and before you the gap we have allowed to stand between their health, their education, employment opportunities and their lifestyle. Many of us have been privileged to have. We seek your forgiveness for our apathy in following our fellow Australians to live with the weight of social prejudice, injustice and disadvantage. We grieve with you for those who do not experience life in our country to be joyful, fair or something to celebrate today. We repent over forgetting your call for us to be your people. Blessed to be a blessing. We repent over our subsequent greed and refusal to freely share our balance. Plains. We take your call to live out your kingdom seriously and ask for your wisdom, clarity and direction on how to do that in the face of such complexity to the social issues around us. Help us to trust your passion for a fairer Australia that will bring about unity and compassion amongst us. Thank you that you are already at work, have always been at work, and will continue to act in us and through us as we join you in setting this world right. and bringing your kingdom to be. We praise you for the many leaders in government and wider society that you have raised up to bring wisdom and guidance to our national community. We praise you for your sovereign work, for your Holy Spirit, patiently calling us to be one with the Father through Jesus. We ask on this Australia Day for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit on us all, God. We pray that hearts will be softened and minds opened to the shared destiny we have in this great nation, to the fact that Jesus is Lord and Saviour. We pray for a bold and generous future for all people to come to know this in our nation. We, as your people, ask that you would guide us and find us faithful for this generation. We will pray and continue to pray. In your Son's name, amen.